Monday, I joined Bagley Bowls Club.
Oh, that's nice. What's a Bagley Bowls Club again?
Okay, Bagley Bowls Club is a ground greens bowls club that meets at Alamo Park.
L-O-L. I just changed your voice. You sound cute.
Bernice, stop doing that. Change it back. Make it manly voice.
Okay. Just a second.
Did you fix it? Bernice, did you fix it?
L-O-L. Harder. That's even funnier. Oh, just a second.
I do not like it when you do that, Bernice.
I'm sorry. Bowls sound so interesting. Is it enjoyable?
I suppose so.
You could do better than that, you know. We seasoned citizens shouldn't just be passing the time waiting to cross the Jordan. Hello? Hello? Are you still there? You didn't log off, did you? I bet it's that crazy Wi-Fi.
Hello, this is Gracie Brinkman.
Gracie, this is Miss Bernice next door. Can you tell Ian my Wi-Fi's down again?
Sure.
Thanks. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You're listening to The Brinkman Adventures, and we're thrilled that you've joined us for today's exciting episode. Bernice Benedetti lives in her small, white, Cape Cod-styled home where she and her husband, Frediano, raised four sons. The boys moved away, and Bernice lost Frediano years ago. Although she lives alone, Miss Bernice has nine adopted grandchildren living just next door.
Hey, guys. Who put all the yard toys on the front porch?
Yesterday, there was a pile of toys behind the van. You kids need to take care of your stuff.
Yes, Mom.
Susan, if you need me, I'll be in the basement working on the utility faucet.
Thanks for doing that, dear.
Sure.
I'm gonna run over and help Miss Bernice with her computer.
All righty. Hey, let's get these dishes done, gang. Come in.
Hi, Miss Bernice.
Why, that was quick, Ian. Thanks for coming over to help me.
Sure.
Hi, Charlie. Did you come to help?
No, Ian's just watching me.
Watch you do what?
You know, just so I won't get in trouble.
We older kids help teach the younger ones.
What are you reading about, Charlie?
Stars and galaxies and dinosaurs and stuff like that.
Oh, that sounds fun.
So you're having trouble with your Wi-Fi?
I think so. I was doing that chit-chatting program, you know, the one where the computer talks and the other person writes.
Did it hang up again?
Yes. I googied it. It could be the route thingy.
Yeah, it could be the router. Let's see here.
So, Charlie, how's your missionary fund coming?
Really good. Last week, we took apart our couch.
Oh, you took apart your couch?
Dad was tossing it out. We found lots of stuff.
Oh, what did you find?
$6.10. Some of the pennies were pretty gross and sticky.
I never thought to look in a couch for money. So, have you decided what to do with the missionary fund?
No, God didn't tell me yet.
Well, I'm sure he will in his time, sweetie.
There, that should do it. Let me know if you have any more trouble.
Thanks, Ian.
Your house is so clean, Miss Bernice.
Well, you know, a place for everything and everything in its place.
We have trouble with that rule.
Well, with nine kids at home, that's entirely understandable.
What's that?
I think it's a lawn toad. People decorate their flower gardens with them.
Where'd you get it?
I don't really know. I think it likes you. Do you want it?
Yeah, I do.
Charlie.
It's okay, Ian. I have too much stuff.
Say thanks.
Thanks, Miss Bernice.
You are very welcome.
Well, okay then. See you.
Oh, take this envelope for your mom. I cut out some coupons for her.
Thanks.
Bye, honey. Okay, let's see here. I'm back.
Hello.
The neighbor boy fixed it.
How's it going with the neighbors?
Wonderful. I love that family.
He asked again.
You should come up. I want to meet you. Are you chicken? Cluck, cluck, cluck.
No.
I'm not sure I believe you.
3 weeks later, Jack and Susan return from the airport. They've just picked up a visiting missionary friend and his assistant. The two men will stay with the family for the weekend.
Hey, thanks for letting us take care of you guys.
Are you kidding? This is great, staying with the Brinkman family. I just wish Donna was here to enjoy this.
Oh, when does she get back?
Next Friday. It's been two very long weeks without her. Well, glad I have this guy here to help.
Mm-hmm.
So, what have you guys been up to since I saw you last?
Well, we've spent time with a number of missionaries around the world, and we continue to blog about their stories.
We're praying about starting a production company.
Well, then we could put the missionary stories into book form, and Kate could record an album of her music.
And we're also thinking about developing a missionary unit study for kids.
Well, that's certainly something to pray about.
Yeah. Oh, and how could I forget? Our little Peter was born.
Oh, congratulations.
Thanks.
And Charlie started a fund to support missions.
Well, that's great. How much has he raised?
About 20 bucks.
Oh, good for him.
Oh, well, here we are. That's our place.
Well, prepare to be mobbed.
Oh, you'll be fine, buddy.
Hey, Sister Betsy!
Ah, kids, it's good to see you. Whoa, Hope, you've gotten big. And who are you holding, Kittry?
This is Peter. Can you say hi, Mr. Benty?
Hi, Dad. Who's the guy in the car?
Mr. Benty's assistant. Do you recognize him?
Is that who I think it is?
Well, you can't hide in there. Come out, Patrick.
Mr. Pennington?
I don't believe it.
Why did he come?
Surprise! Hi, Brinkman family.
Don't act so shocked. Remember his yummy pecan pies?
Yes, I like them, Mr. Pennington.
Well, that's good.
I thought you were expired.
Expired? Do you mean retired?
Oh, yeah, that.
I hope I'm not expired.
Want me to carry your bags?
No, that's all right. I can get it.
I'm sorry.
Why don't we get settled inside and have a cup of coffee?
It's too late for coffee. I'd be up all night.
Mr. Pennington, my bunny died.
I'm probably next.
Dad, it's the strangest thing. You know the kids' outside toys? Like their little buckets and cars and stuff?
Mm-hmm. What about them?
We found them in the window well this morning.
Sounds like something Hope and Charlie would do.
Mm-hmm. No, they said they didn't do it.
Well, it might be a raccoon.
Raccoon?
I think I saw one messing with the trash can a couple of weeks ago.
Are raccoons dangerous?
Mm-hmm. Well, they can be. If you see one, don't mess with it. John and Patrick, these guys attend the college group I lead.
Good to see you.
Glad to meet you.
And this is Bernice Benedetti, our next-door neighbor.
Well, hi, Bernice.
Hi.
Oh, hello.
And folks, this man is John Benty and his neighbor, Patrick Pennington. Thanks for coming, guys.
Yeah, the privilege is truly mine.
Privilege is actually mine.
We stayed with John last year, and I could have listened to his missionary stories for a week. I asked him to share another one with us tonight. It's all yours, John.
Thanks, Jack. Well, this story took place when my wife and I served in Hong Kong. There was a need to reach the kids there, and we thought a Christian camp would be a good way to tell them about Jesus.
We go to camp every summer. That's one of my favorite places.
Isn't land really expensive in Hong Kong?
Yes, it's very expensive. But my parents were missionaries in Hong Kong, and I discovered the guy in charge of all government land was a former classmate. So I arranged a meeting with him. Well, thank you for seeing me, Mr. Campbell.
You're welcome, John.
So, is it true that you are in charge of all the government lands?
Yes, this is the case.
Well, I'd like to start a Christian camp to help the orphans and kids swimming across from China. Would you be able to help me with the land?
I may have something you could use. There's this island. It's called Sunshine Island.
Well, I'd love to see it.
I'll take you there now. There is no dock, so we'll need to jump out.
Amazing, Tom. I love it. This would be absolutely perfect. How big is this island?
About 54 acres.
Oh, that would be more than enough land. You say we can have it.
Yes, John. I am in charge of the government land, remember?
Oh, I remember. Where do I sign? Now, what do I need to do?
Well, to be safe, you'll need to first build a dock. We cannot have children disembarking as we just did.
A dock? And how much would that cost?
Oh, probably about $40,000.
What if we couldn't afford that?
Oh, well, then I wouldn't be able to give you the land.
So we went to Plan B. We looked at buildings that were for sale. Eventually, we found this nice orphanage that was closing down. And we asked the orphanage board if they would give it to us so we could use it for the camp.
Give it?
They said it was worth well over $1 million and that there was no way that they could give it to us. So we asked again. While we waited for their response, a good friend from America dropped in on us.
You're right. This place is ideal for a camp.
And we could put a climbing wall right there, and we could have archery on that side, and that building could be the girls' dorm and that one the boys' dorm. It's perfect.
I have an idea. As you know, John, I'm a businessman, and I'm good at fundraising. I'll tell people about this dream, and I promise you, we'll raise more money than you need.
A couple of months later, I got a letter. Dear John, I talked to a lot of people about your camp idea, but only one person donated. Here is that gift and the accompanying letter, your friend Phil. So I sent the gift and letter that came with it to the orphanage board and asked if they would sell it to me for that amount.
And did they do it?
The board was so touched by the letter they accepted.
Oh, that's fantastic.
What did that letter say?
It said, Dear Mr. Benty, today at church, a man talked about how you want to make a camp. He said it will help kids in Hong Kong find Jesus. Here is my ice cream money from last month. Please use it to buy the camp. Love, Melinda.
How much was it?
$1.
$1?
That's amazing.
What?
So we purchased the orphanage and built the camp. We named it Soon Do Camp. Since it started in 1971, we've had over 1,300,000 campers.
Wonderful.
And of those campers, more than 140,000 of them claim they made a decision for Christ.
Oh, yeah.
To God be the glory. Many years later, I was speaking at a church in Orlando. I told some stories. One of those being how God used a girl's ice cream money to buy the camp. It was at the end of the meeting, and the pastor was dismissing the crowd.
Folks, let's show our appreciation to John Benty one more time. John, we really appreciate you coming.
You bet.
Excuse me, Mr. Benty?
Yes?
We've never met in person. It was me.
I can't believe it. Please, come up here, ma'am. Folks, we were never able to thank that girl or tell her that God used her dollar to buy the camp. There was no return address on the letter. And tonight, God has given us the opportunity. What is your name?
My name is Melinda. My mom used to give me money every week for the ice cream truck, and so I saved it for about a month and sent it to the man who spoke. I never knew what happened until tonight.
Folks, I think it would be pretty cool for Melinda to see that camp, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
So, Pastor, if you're okay with this, I'd like to take an offering right now and raise the money to send Melinda to Hong Kong.
Absolutely, John.
Did you raise enough?
We raised more than enough to send Melinda.
Oh, John, that's incredible. It reminds me of the story of the loaves and fish.
You know, the Bible says that God uses the weak to shame the wise. Charlie, when your dad picked me up from the airport, he told me you're collecting money. Can you tell us what that's about?
Okay. I want to give money to missionaries.
Why?
To buy stuff.
Like what?
I don't know. Stuff they need.
Do you know what missionaries are going to help?
No, God didn't tell me yet. But I want to be ready when he does.
Well, that's smart, Charlie. I want to help. Isaac, hand me that bowl.
Here you go.
Thanks. Now, I'm going to contribute right now, and I bet some other people in this room would also like to give some money. Let's pass this bowl around the room for Charlie's fund.
Thanks, guys.
Patrick, is that you?
Yes, it's me.
What are you doing out here? You're missing some delicious cookies inside.
I'm not hungry.
What's bothering you?
I don't really want to talk about it, John.
Well, you know I'm not going to let you off the hook now.
I see all these kids. Charlie, he's like a little acorn. So much potential. And God's already using him.
You're right. What's wrong with that?
Well, his whole life is before him. Me, on the other hand, I practically have one foot in the grave. What do I have to offer God? I'm old now. I can't keep up. I'm expired. It's discouraging, John.
Charlie might be an acorn, but Patrick, you're an oak. You have wisdom. You have experience. And you have a lot to offer.
Well, I don't know about that, John.
Yeah, the Bible says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." He has something for you, Patrick.
Thanks for coming.
I'm glad I came.
See you Sunday at church.
Here. Oh, hi. You startled me.
I have that effect on people.
Thanks for coming, Mr. Benty. I'm looking forward to hearing more on Sunday.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Well, Patrick, what do you say we go inside and eat some of those scrumptious cookies before they're all gone?
All right.
It's not a raccoon. A raccoon can't move Hope's tricycle.
Well, what else could it be? A dog?
Maybe Bigfoot.
You're right.
So here's the plan. We're going to bait whatever it is. We'll put all the toys and bikes in a pile right here.
Okay.
Then we'll watch from the living room window. We'll be able to see it when it comes because of the streetlight over there.
Are we going to stay up all night?
If we have to, we'll take turns watching while one of us sleeps on the couch.
Oh, Michelle, this coffee is marvelous.
Thanks. I used a French press.
What do you think of it, Pennington?
Huh? Oh, sure.
Sure what?
Were you asking me if I wanted more coffee?
No. I asked if you liked the coffee.
Of course I like it. It's delicious. It's wonderful.
We wanted to take you guys to Harry's Diner. It's our favorite breakfast place in Port Washington.
Michelle, do you want to come with us?
Sure.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I won't be able to come.
What, do you got a date?
Well, sort of. Your neighbor invited me to visit a jail with her.
Bernice? Jail?
Really? Yes, Bernice. She told me about it last night at the meeting and invited me to come along.
Well, that sounds like a fun date, Patrick. Jail.
Look at the boys sleeping on the couch. They're so peaceful.
We should scoot before they all get up. Otherwise, we'll have a car full.
Mm. Have fun in jail, Pennington.
I will, I guess.
Is that all of it?
Yep.
$3,653.24.
Is it a whole bunch?
Yes, what do you think? Look at all of it, Charlie.
Cool.
Isaac, we both fell asleep.
You didn't wake me up.
Ah, it's all gone.
Even the bites?
Yeah, come on.
Where'd everything go?
It's down on the porch. Come on, maybe the window wells again. Nope.
Where's your hiding spot this time, Mr. Sneaky?
Uh-oh, Ian.
What? Look up. Oh, great.
Oh, this is marvelous, guys.
Mm-hmm. I get the Eggs Benedict every time I come.
I can see why.
Every Saturday, Jack takes one of the kids here for breakfast.
And Susan takes another one of them to Smith Brothers Coffee down the street. We love spending time with our kids one-on-one. It's so fun to hang out with them.
I'm glad you guys are doing that.
It's home. Hello?
Hope's on the roof.
What did you say?
Hope is on the roof.
It sounds like you're saying Hope is on the roof. What? Speak more clearly.
That's what I said. She's on the roof.
She is?
Oh, no.
What on earth is she doing on the roof?
I don't know. I'll ask her. Hope, what are you doing on the roof? She said she's getting her bike.
What? Okay. Tell her not to move. We're on our way.
God has plans for you. You won't always be in jail, but even here, you can follow him.
Wow. It makes sense, man.
You should read the book of John. Ask him to help you understand what you read.
Hey, I'll do that. Thanks for visiting, Mr. Pennington. And Miss Benedetti, thanks for bringing him. You were right about this guy.
Will I see you next week?
Hey, I ain't going nowhere.
I'll get the door. Here.
Oh.
Are you okay?
Oh, yes. My shoulder is a little tender for some reason.
There you go, Grandma.
Patrick, you were amazing. God used you to make a difference.
Oh, I don't know, Bernice. Do you really think so?
Oh, yes. I've been working on him for months. He's never opened up, not even a crack. But with you, on the other hand, I think you have a gift.
Bernice, Benty said something last night.
Oh? And what did he say?
He said that God has something for me. I never really believed that, but last night, for the first time, I think I did.
Patrick, that's wonderful.
I believe he has plans for me, Bernice. I think he has plans for both of us together.
Patrick, are you getting on your knee?
I'm going to give it the old college try, Bernice. Well, I love you. Will you marry me?
Don't ever do that again.
I just crawled out the window.
And onto the roof. Hope, four-year-old girls should never be on the roof.
I want to know how all those toys got up there.
If I hadn't fallen asleep, we'd know right now.
Ian, I have an idea. Remember that game camera we bought at the thrift store?
Oh, that's a great idea. Can you fix it?
I'm sure we can.
What are you guys talking about? Dad found a camera that you hang on a tree. It has a motion detector and starts recording when an animal walks in front of it.
Does it work in the dark?
Yup, it has an infrared sensor.
Hey, Pennington, Miss Bernice. Well, you two are looking spry this morning.
Hello, John.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
We have something to announce.
Let me guess. You discovered the fountain of youth.
We're getting married.
What?
Bernice.
You're getting married after one date?
You two just met.
Oh, there's something I didn't tell you, John.
And what would that be, Patrick?
Have you ever heard of Seasoned Harmony?
No.
It's an internet dating site. Patrick and I have been friends for quite a while, actually.
Oh, really?
I was going to tell you, John.
We've learned a lot about each other. And after this visit, we both know this is what God has for us.
Your words helped last night.
So, it's my fault.
I'd say you're partially responsible. Your words gave me courage. So, would you consider officiating?
Oh, Patrick, I'd be honored to perform the ceremony.
Susan, we were wondering if you could be the wedding coordinator.
Oh, I would love to help.
And where are you getting married?
In my backyard.
When are you thinking?
August 24th at noon.
You've been listening to The Brinkman Adventures, and today's episode is entitled Acorns and Oaks. While fictitious, this episode is based on a true story. John Benty actually did purchase the camp with $1 donated by a young girl. Remember, it doesn't matter how young or old we are, God can use each of us for His glory.
All right, everybody. I have the game camera hooked up. If this thing worked, we're gonna find out what's been moving our toys.
Everything's still there.
I don't see an animal. Just wait.
Something must have crawled in front of it, otherwise it doesn't start recording.
Maybe a bat or something triggered it.
A bat?
No way. It can't be. It's...
That's Miss Bernice.
In her nightgown.
What is she doing?
I don't know.
It looks like she's sleepwalking.
Sleepwalking?
Oh, my. Quiet. I think she's talking.
A place for everything and everything.